let's just do something. I want an exercise here because we're talking about constitutional authority. I want you right now to be the Speaker of the House. You are Chrisanne Hall, Speaker of the House. You've been elected to do so, and that's it. You have the Senate is against you. You do not have the Senate. It's just your House majority. You do not have the White House. There's no friendly White House there as well. So Speaker Chrisanne, with nothing but a majority in the House and the Constitution on your side, what are you doing? What are you doing for this next year before next year's election? What are you doing?
Well, there'll be two things that we have to understand. As Speaker of the House, that's my not only my priority, that's my responsibility. I couldn't give a flip what the Senate does, nor do I care what the President does. Not my monkey, not my circus. The House is my house, and that's where I'm going to clean house. And so first, and I would say because I am, you know, not some kind of a political imbecile, I can actually multitask. So on one hand, we're going to go through and we're going, and I'm going to demand as Speaker of the House that we completely gut the House rules and get them back into true constitutional republic order. Meaning the Speaker of the House will no longer carry five votes in committees. The Speaker of the House will not exercise dictatorial rule over the other members of the House. Committees will be selected by nomination and popular vote, not by the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House will not have dictatorial authority over which bills get to go to committee and which bills get to go to the floor. That will also be done by popular vote of the House members. What? Oh my gosh, that means the House actually has to get off their lazy butts and do something. Then simultaneously, we're going to be reviewing the existing legislation that is contrary to the Constitution in and of itself. We're going to go and we're going to, because I'm not a dictator, mind you, I am going to wield my influence as the Speaker of the House to ensure that we gut things like the Patriot Act, the Smith Modernization Act, the Federal Buildings, Building Improvement and Grounds Act. We go through and we get rid of and we gut all of these pieces of legislation that are a blatant and disrespectful, disgusting violation of our Constitution and our rights. We are going to start impeaching some federal judges. I don't care if the Senate convicts. That's not my job, not my monkey, not my circus. So what we're going to do is we're going to start using the standard that our founders established for the impeachment of judges, which means any federal judge that imposes will, their feelings, their will, their political ideologies over the Constitution, we will draw up articles of impeachment pursuant to Article 3 of the Constitution, and we will vote on impeaching those justices, which may or may not include a couple Supreme Court justices. We will file articles of impeachment for Christopher Wray in the Department of Justice. Well, you know what? We're just going to clean out the entire Department of Justice. How is that?
I love it.
We're going to pass legislation that defunds the FDA, the EPA, the USDA, the Department of Ag, the Department of Interior. We are going to restrict the FBI and the Department of Justice's authority and jurisdiction to 10 mile squares of Washington, D.C., and any official federal lands, which, by the way, will be severely diminished because there is no constitutional authority for the federal government to own parks and recreation.
Yes.
And national reserves. All of that state, through House legislation, sent to the Senate will be proposed to return back to the states as their jurisdiction. The EPA workers and all those federal agents that are no longer federally employed, our states will be able to create those entities. All those people can go back home to their states and work there. And then probably we'd have to sit back and see how successful we are after the first 6 months and find out what we need to double down on.
Wow. That was just all in 6 months. Oh, that's great.